So, Jason, we're speaking here just a week away over your first professional title fight that's happening, of course, next Thursday night at the Fantasy Springs Resort. I suppose, first of all, this week has been a bit hectic for you. It's been busy, particularly doing a lot of media and a build-up to a title fight.
Yeah, you know, this is part and parcel of the game now. This is what it's all about, and this is what, you know, I've watched as a kid, all these top fighters doing all the media stuff and everything like that, and you know, now it's my time now to deal with it and to get through it all now, you know. But you know, it's all about sitting back, and it's all about enjoying it also and going with the flow and, you know, embracing everything.
Have you found the level of interest at the media days increasing as your fights went on, and now you've got a shot at a title? Has there been more activity this week than there has been at other media days?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, as I was saying, after all my previous fights, you know, the publicity and, you know, the following and everybody, it's starting to get bigger and bigger, you know, every single fight. You know, and I can see it. Every single fight, I can see the amount of interviews that I have to do doubling, and, you know, the amount of appearances that I have to do. And, you know, now I was on ESPN, the TV show and everything as well, you know, the sports show. So, you know, everything's starting to come together nicely. I'm starting to get my feet wet now and a lot of good things. And as I said, you know, a few minutes ago, it's all about sitting back, embracing it, and enjoying the journey.
Well, moving away from the media stuff, what's your overall preparation been like for professional fight number 13?
It's been amazing, as always. You know, as I said, every fight I get into, I treat it as a world title fight, and that's exactly what I'm doing now, come March 23rd. You know, this is my time to shine now. All the hard work has been done, all the sacrifices that I've made throughout my whole career, you know, as an amateur and now as a professional, you know, now is the time it comes down to it, and now is the time that you use all that and fuel it up and unleash it come fight night, because that's what I plan on doing. You know, this man is in there now to stop me from getting what I've set out to achieve, and, you know, I'm not going to let no man do that. As I said, you know, I've been through too much, I've trained too hard, and I've worked my ass off day in, day out to get to this position. And I'm not going to let no man take nothing away from me.
Has that training then changed in preparation for a title fight? Because obviously each opponent is a different challenge for you, and this boy could end up being your toughest opponent to date. So have you had to alter your training and your regime ahead of this title bout?
No, I don't alter or do anything, you know, because of course, you know, the only thing that I alter is when I'm in there, I visualize my opponent and visualize what he's bringing to the table, you know, and, you know, I visualize fighting him and the moves that I'm going to do, the shots that I'm going to throw. You know, that's the only difference in my training. You know, I train 110% every single time, and I work my ass off every training camp, you know, to be 110% prepared come fight night, and that's exactly what I've done again. You know, I'm ready now for 10 solid, hard rounds to go to war if that's what needs be come fight night, you know. But at the end of the day, we get in there, we take it one round at a time, we go with a game plan and let the fight map itself out.
You've been involved in some big fights before in your amateur career, Jason. It's not really going to affect you, has it, been top of the bill at the Fantasy Springs in California, the headline act?
These are the kind of things that do affect fighters, but for me, this is what I thrive for. You know, these are the stages that you work towards to get to in your career, and now it's my time to get in there, to get in front of the spotlight, to get in front of those shiny bright lights, and to be the main event, and to show everybody my talent and what I'm here to do, and that I mean business. You know, these are the times now in careers that you can really catapult yourself, and this is an opportunity now for me to do that and to keep climbing that ladder in my career, and that's exactly what I plan on doing.
Yeah, you like this venue too, you like fighting at the Fantasy Springs. It's been good to you so far in your pro career, Jason?
Yeah, I love Fantasy Springs. You know, it's a resort, like out in the desert in India, up here in California. You know, it's gorgeous, so it's as I say, you know, it's in the middle of nowhere, it's like a desert, but once you hit the resort, it's beautiful. You know, there's so many things around, and but it's all nice and compact. It kind of probably reminds me of back at home a little bit, you know, where everything's around you, whereas out here in LA, the city part, you know, everything's scattered everywhere and it's all over the place, whereas up on Fantasy Springs in the wee resort, you know there's not 10 Starbucks or there's not 10 shopping markets all around you. It's just the one, and you know where to go and what to get and everything like that. So that's why I like it. You know, it's nice and compact, but it's absolutely beautiful as well. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting up there now, the start of the weekend, to settling in and getting ready to take care of business on fight night.
Obviously, you're highly excited about fighting for your first title. What would it mean to you to win your first professional belt, Jason?
You know, every boxer that puts on a pair of gloves will tell you the same. They always want to win a belt. You know, it's about winning that belt, by getting that strap around you. There's something about it. You know what I mean? And I think only a boxer can really understand what that means. And, you know, to be fighting for such a prestigious belt now, you know, it means a lot to me. You know, and it's something that I've trained for all my life, you know, to get to these positions. And now that the moment is here, it's time to mentally focus, it's time to mentally stay strong, and it's time to get in there, take care of business, and take that belt straight back to the hills of Donegal with me.
Well, Jason, this is the North American belt, and if you take this title, there's going to be a lot of other avenues that's going to open up for you.
Yes, of course. You know, the NABF middleweight belt now will open up a lot of doors and will recognize me with all the world boxing bodies out there. You know, so this is a great belt now to get my foot in the door, you know, to have my feet at the door, knocking on the door at all these other world title belts, you know. So this is a great opportunity for me. And, you know, as I said before, I've trained so hard to get to this position, and I'm really looking forward now to getting in there, to performing and grabbing it with both hands.
Just on a couple of other things I've seen in the media day this week as well. You never forget about home, do you, Jason? You always wear your Donegal jersey, and you were doing that with the American media this week, and you always come back to saying having a home fight and getting back to Ireland as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm a proud Donegal man, and I'm proud of where I come from, and the reason I am so proud is because of the way my people treat me as well, you know what I mean, how proud they are of me and the support that they give me and, you know, everything like that. You know, it makes you really feel blessed and honoured, you know, to come from such a great place with great people, because out here in LA it can be very shady and you can meet a lot of people that are just in it because of who you are, you know, and what you are, instead of because of the actual genuine person that you are. And, you know, since I've been out here, I think I've become more prouder and more passionate about Donegal and Ireland and where I come from, because I realise how such a great place it is and how great the people are back at home. And, you know, there's a lot of honest, genuine people back at home compared to out here in Los Angeles. And, you know, for me, it means a lot to me. And, you know, I'll always represent with my Donegal T-shirt and everything I got, and always the Irish tunes playing when I'm training. And, you know, for me now to be out here headlining and representing Donegal, it means the world to me, you know. But as I says, you know, for all the fans and for all the people that have supported me throughout my whole career as an amateur and a professional, this is amazing for me, hopefully, to be able to give the opportunity to fight back at home, you know, because I know it's expensive to travel out here to LA, and, you know, it's not easy getting time off work and everything like that. It's not a short beach trip across the water over to England or anything like that. You know, it's a big journey. And, you know, just to give back to the people and to give back to everybody that's following me, to be able to have a big fight back at home would be amazing.
You obviously take advice from a lot of people and a lot of big names in the boxing world. Stateside has been part of Golden Boy. But seeing Wayne McCullough joined you this week as well, what tips and advice was the pocket rocket given Jason Quigley, or was he given any at all?
Well, the only tips that Wayne McCullough gave me, he says, I predicted that you're going to win and you're going to lift that belt. He says, so no pressure, but you better do it now because I said it. So that's the only bit of advice Wayne gave me. He put more pressure on me than anything else. I can't let him down now after his prediction of me going out to lift the belt. But no, Wayne's a great man. You know, he's been to the top what can I say? You know, Olympic silver medalist and world professional champion. You know, he did it in amateur, he did it professional, and you know, you can't buy that kind of experience. And to have him out here, you know, it's absolutely amazing. And you know, I'll probably have a sit down and talk with him, and just grab a coffee over the weekend with him, and you know, just pick his brains about his first title fight and how he managed to deal with it, and you know, leading into it and everything like that. And you know, just to have somebody to talk to, and also, it's an accent as well from back at home that makes you feel like a bit more homelier as well.
Yeah. How are you going to spend Paddy's Day? Now, obviously, you're away from home for the national holiday, so what's Friday going to involve for Jason Quigley?
I'll go down to the local bar and have a few pints together to see how I get on. No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'll be taking it handy this Friday, so I'll... You know, as I was saying in previous interviews that I was asked about, you know, I have to sacrifice my Paddy's Day for this fight, and, you know, not many Irish men like to do that, so it'll be another reason for me to take it out on my opponent come March 23rd, and, you know, me and my team and everyone here to support me, we'll all have our own St. Patrick's Day celebration come fight night.
Yeah. How did you find commentating on boxing? I seen you had a set of headphones and a microphone in your hand for one of the live shows in California. Is that something that you like doing, and maybe possibly down the line it could be another career for you at some stage?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's part of the reason, you know, that I was doing it, was because, you know, that's something that I would like to go into after boxing, you know, commentate on sports and commentating on boxing especially, you know, as I think I know a lot about the sport, you know what I mean, and I would have a lot of experience in the sport of boxing, you know, so it would be definitely something that I'd be interested in after my career of boxing. You know, it would be nice to have something like that to step into and to walk into and to still have a routine in life, because as boxing, you know, it's after boxing, you know, like, what do you do? You know what I mean? We train every day, you know, we have a routine, we have a fight leading up, and then after that, it's like, you've no training to do, you've no fight coming up, you know, it's nice to have something after boxing as well, a routine and everything like that, you know, would be great, you know, but I dip my feet into it, and I have to say, you know, I really enjoy the commentating and everything.
Yeah, there's a big Mexican influence and Latin influence there, obviously, in LA. How did they find the Irish accent?
Yeah, I was actually surprised when there was a good bit of feedback and everything saying that, you know, great to hear Jason on commentating and, you know, doing really well and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, geez, they must actually understand me. So I was like, this is a good start, anyway, sort of.
Yeah. Oh, very good. So then, Jason, just finally then wrapping things up, what will the plan be for the days before the fight? Obviously, you'll be in a relaxed zone and you'll be very much focused.
Yeah, no, it's just time to stay focused. Stay mentally focused, most importantly. Just take care of the weight now, you know, light sessions, staying nice and fast and sharp, keeping the weight down, and just all about preparing now and staying mentally strong and focused till fight night and taking care of business.
Well, Jason, from everybody here at Highland, and I'm sure from all our listeners in Donegal as well, we wish you all the best of luck next Thursday night for that big title fight against Tapin. I'm sure when we're speaking to you again, we'll be talking to a title holder and a belt holder. The best of luck with it, Jason.
That's the plan, lads. Appreciate it. Thanks very much.